You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Back in 2014, a man named Mike Edwards proposed a project to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Edwards wanted to build a barge mooring facility in an ecologically sensitive part of the Texas coast. The Army Corps of Engineers said, let's go for it, and they gave it the green light rather quickly. But it turns out Mike Edwards wasn't who he said he was. And the Army Corps of Engineers may have fast-tracked the permitting process in a way that may have been improper. At least that's what a lot of locals are suspecting, and they're none too happy about any of this. Navina Sadasivam unravels this tale for the Texas Observer, where she is an energy and environment reporter. Welcome to The Standard.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
So a character named Mike Edwards you talk about in this story approaches the Army Corps of Engineers with his plan to build a mooring facility. What's the rationale? What's his explanation for why this is necessary?
So his explanation is actually a very important part of the story. He says that the port of Corpus Christi has been experiencing a lot of barge traffic. So a lot of barges are not able to get into the port, and so they're backed up waiting, often in this little channel called the Lydia Ann Channel, just off the coast of Port Aransas. And so his rationale is that instead of having these barges nosing up into the shoreline of the channel and damaging the shoreline, we'll construct a facility where these barges can tie up, and it'll be in deeper water, and so it'll protect the shoreline. You know, there's a business idea here that we can make money off of, but also ultimately it's for the environment.
Okay, well, that sounds like a pretty plausible claim. Only there are some holes here. Mike Edwards isn't who he says he is.
He isn't. That's an alias. It's actually a DJ name that he's been using since 1976, he says.
Excuse me? It's a DJ name?
I guess in the 1970s, he was a DJ, and so that's the name he went by.
Well, why didn't he use his own name?
It's unclear. He says this is the name that he uses, and this is what he goes by.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that he might be a convicted felon?
It could, and that's what the locals suspect, is that they were trying to keep his official name out of the records. And to be fair, he does not sign any paperwork using this alias. The lease that they received from the General Land Office and the permit with the Army Corps is in the name of his, in the name of the two other principals on the project, Brian Gully and Todd Peach.
Who are they?
So Todd Peach is actually Mike Edwards' son-in-law, and Brian Gully is an orthodontist in Corpus Christi and a local developer.
Well, why was this fast-tracked? I mean, because it was considered to be an important way to preserve the environment? Is that the idea?
The three main people involved in the project did present it as a way to protect the environment, and they also presented it as a temporary mooring facility. The barges would be there for a short period of time, so, you know, it's really a minor facility that doesn't require a lengthy environmental review process or any kind of public comment period. And the Army Corps seemed to agree with them. What they were not told was that the company planned to sell fuel to some of the barges at this facility. On their website, they advertised that they can pick up people from the airport and drive them to these barges and do grocery runs if they need to. So it was a full-scale fleeting operation, but they presented it as a temporary project.
I would imagine locals would have liked to have had a say in some of this.
Absolutely. Some of the locals there have been using this channel for fishing and duck hunting, have been coming down here with their families for a really long time. And so they were very surprised to see construction cranes sometime in 2015 building this facility. And I think, you know, that's part of the reason why they're quite upset is that they had no warning that this was going to happen.
But no, wait a minute. What about the land office and the Army Corps of Engineers who signed off on this project to begin with? Mm-hmm. It sounds like they didn't have the whole story when they greenlighted this project.
Yes, the Army Corps of Engineers has been sued by the Port Aransas residents now. They are pretty upset with the company, and they do blame the company, saying that, you know, they were misled, essentially.
What happens now?
Well, now it's before a federal judge. The permit has been revoked, but the facility is still in operation. And the federal judge is now deciding whether to issue an injunction and ask the company to stop operating while the case is decided.
What strikes me as remarkable is that someone could walk into the Army Corps of Engineers office and say, this is something we need. And the Corps of Engineers would say, all right, let's go. It sounds like a very straightforward process. They didn't even know the name, the real name of the person with whom they were dealing.
That's right. It certainly is very strange. If you do a Google search for Mike Edwards, which is the name that he was using at the time when he was dealing with the Army Corps, and type in Mike Edwards in Corpus Christi, you'll find stories from the Call of Times saying that he was rounded up in a bribery sting in 2007. So the Army Corps of Engineers did not do that.
Any allegations of criminal wrongdoing here?
So the Port Aransas residents do suspect that there might have been some backroom dealing, but at this point, there's no evidence to suggest that that was the case.
And how do the principals involved here defend their approach to this project?
They've always said that, we followed the procedure that the Army Corps of Engineers laid out for us.
Is there any oversight? Is there anybody who sort of watches how these deals are made, these permits are issued?
It's supposed to be the Army Corps of Engineers that are supposed to make sure that they're going through the right administrative process. There's no oversight of the Army Corps of Engineers unless, you have this kind of situation where the people of Port Aransas have come together and, started digging on their own, trying to find out more about this project.
Well, now that the facility's there, does that complicate removing it?
It really does, because the company is now arguing that, we've invested all this money, we've got the pilings in the ground, just because the Army Corps of Engineers might have messed up, we shouldn't be affected by it.
A classic fait accompli. Here it is.
Right.
Well, we're going to have to live with it.
Exactly.
It's a remarkable story, and Navina Savasivam reports on it for the Texas Observer. We're going to have a link to it at our own website, texasstandard.org. Navina, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your piece with us.
Thank you, David.